You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we'll get to a football today. 3 o'clock, Urban Meyer bumping his gums. And it's not what he said, it's when he said it. I'm going to explain. I'd like to think it'll be peaceful. Who knows? I can just tell you I'm not going to be doing the topic the way Rieger did last night, which was incendiary, trolling, and combative. Not interested. It's 80 and sunny. I said my piece last Friday. But David, I'd ask the question, the SEC going to 9 games, the idea that eventually it'll just be 9 in conference or 3 out, it's going to be different, is that the SEC and the Big Ten are essentially going to be their own league. And yeah, could you have 3 crossover games? And could the SEC just become 2 9-team divisions or 2 10-team divisions and the Big Ten does the same, but they only play each other? Yeah, that's where it's headed. Because all this sport is now is money. There's nothing about geography, rivalry, competitive balance, nothing. The networks run it. And they're going to do to college football the same thing they did to college basketball. Wreck the regular season and get the most profitable deal they can. Which, again, I understand you have a business to run. But we always talk about this. If you make decisions for 80 cents, 90 cents on the dollar, but you leave a little bit there in the name of the customer or quality business, you're always going to be better off than if you take all 100 cents all the time. You will alienate your customer base. I have a hard time believing that more people are going to love college football in the next 10 years than the previous 10. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. But I just think they are destroying the bedrock in which the game was built on. David, what was the response as we headed to break there?
College football is just amateur football. That's how I will treat it. Big Ten and SEC can do what they want, and I will watch and call these 18-year-old men out when they drop a pass. Someone else says, I would want to see the Big Ten and SEC cut the bad teams and pick up the good teams from the others. That means no more Northwestern, Rutgers, or MSU.
I'm sorry, David, I can't let that one slide. I'll say it again to you. Only in this area do we receive things like that. It makes me hate you. Once again, you are not going to be cutting or demoting or exiling one of the top 20 most profitable programs in America, one of the top 20 highest attended programs in America, a school that's been to the playoff. I know you hate State. I know you don't even want the school to be open, even though in the next breath you'll tell me we're not a rival. But you just, can you be less dumb? You want to say Northwestern? I hear you. You want to say Purdue? Hell, I might even go along with it. Hell, Maryland never belonged here. Do whatever you like. But for God's sakes, I mean, David, you understand what I'm saying. Only in Metro Detroit do you get stuff like that. You know where MSU's reputation is lowest? Here. Rest of the country, ain't no problems. Only here. Only here. Carry on. Apparently we're in the Glee Act now, Kenny. Want to come to a game?
Big Ten versus SEC only the entire year. Sign me up. I don't care about the cupcake games. where 1 in 100 there is an upset. That's all I want is Big Ten versus SEC. You name the six. Someone says the ones worth keeping: Notre Dame, Clemson, Florida State, Miami, TCU, and just because Mike thinks they are much better, NC State.
Hey, listen, Kevin. I like the helmets. They're very nice. Mr. Woofy, they're tremendous. But, you know, David, here's the other thing. It would require people to change the way they watch college football. In the NFL, you're conditioned to lose 5, 6, 7 games a year. College football, are you really ready to see that? Plus, here's the other thing. I don't think Big Ten teams would want any part of that smoke. I laugh when you know, people like Cookies down-talk the SEC. Okay. Go look at South Carolina's schedule after October 1st. Tell me what you see. And then go look at Michigan's schedule or Ohio State's schedule. Go look at them. There, you can't dodge anybody in the SEC because everybody in the SEC is at least good. Even Vanderbilt's competitive now. All jokes aside, Clark Lea is doing a very nice job.
It used to be the days where Kentucky was easy. Vanderbilt was easy. You know, there's not so much anymore.
David, the middle class of the SEC would drop a bomb on the Big Ten. Forget about the high-level teams. That would mess people up to know, okay, I'm not going to go 10-2. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that would mess the minds up of a lot of people because you grow up knowing, okay, if I lose a game, it's probably over. Now, 4 games, it may not be over.
Yeah.
When you do that.
But it kills the regular season because, once again, what do your rivalries mean? What do conference title games mean? Here's a hint. They're going away. There will be no conference title.
Well, and that's what Adam said. Adam says the Super League is bittersweet, like the idea of crossover games, but I hate the idea of killing rivalries and expanding the playoffs.
Right. What would Michigan-Ohio State mean in a Super League? Ask yourself that. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It already means nothing. So
no, it still means something. I just don't think it means what it used to. Let's go to Greg, 97.1. Greg, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Good to be back on, Mike.
Welcome. What's on your mind?
So the way that I see this bump up to the 9-game slate, I had actually called in a few weeks ago. I'm very surprised but very encouraged, at least in the interim, that the SEC did decide to go this route. And I think the bigger stipulation that I don't think you and Rico necessarily touched on was with the committee starting to weigh a little bit more in terms of the strength of schedule and strength of win metrics, the thing that Sankey put forth with a lot of the SEC schools having to schedule a Power 4 opponent, I think that's a really good precedent in terms of the interim. And I know it's a bit of a precarious spot with, you know, a lot of rivalries that have gone by the wayside, but I think that stipulation, again, at least in the short term before we finally eventually do end up with a Super League perhaps, I think it's good in the interim.
I mean, it is, but Greg, where do you land on a Super League? I mean, do you agree that this is step one towards it? and then they will broker their playoff deal. They'll stop arguing. But then it's going to be them breaking away from the NCAA. So are you for or against it?
As much as I am against it, again, it's pretty much an unstoppable. It's basically, you know, the locomotive's gone off the rails at this point, and especially with how the media has dictated the sport. The Big Ten deal's up at the end of the decade, and I think once that goes up, we obviously already have rumblings of, you know, ACC teams like Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina trying to, you know, leave the ACC. It sucks that I think we're going to come to it, but I just view it as right now, you know, at least probably for the next 5 years, we'll at least get somewhat of a decent product until we finally get that dreaded Super League. Again, I agree with you. I think it's a very – well, I think it was what Adam said. It's going to be bittersweet at the end of the day.
Oh, very much so. No, Greg, and again, I'm not mad if anybody likes it. I always laugh when guys like Costa get mad at me like I'm crazy for not going along with the program. No, I don't like it. I don't like anything to do with it. And if I didn't have this as a job, I wouldn't watch it anymore. That's not some like stupid flex. I'm just trying to be honest as a 44-year-old man who college football is my favorite sport. It no longer is. It's nothing. I can't support any of it. It's nonsense. The portal, the NIL, the lack of an enforcement arm, the conference realignment, the way the playoff it. What's the point of any of this? Seriously. And then you add in what's coming. No, I don't need a Super League. I have that on Sundays. There was always something niche about college football. There was something that made it different. Rivalries made it different. The high wire act of the regular season made it different. You know, playing in a conference where I'm not gonna say you could go to every game on your horse and buggy, but they were remotely drivable. Okay, you didn't cross three time zones in your conference. Things like that. Now it's to a point we're playing teams that make no sense, on nights that make no sense, on platforms that make no sense, all while it's the complete Wild West where players can come and go as they please, negotiate these shadowy deals, and ask for raises at any time they want, up until or after spring ball where you just had a major program take a major step back because their quarterback wanted a fourth raise in 3 months, Nico Iamaliava, Tennessee. Why would I support that? Clearly some people will, but it's just not for me. We'll get more to phone calls. I'm happy if people want to talk about it. We'll get a football today in the mix as well, and we're going to give you what Urban Meyer had to say. He needs to put a sock in it, unless. And I'll tell you the unless at 3 o'clock. 248-539-9797. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.